Blog Talk Radio.
Keep doing your thing because you never know. I might be sitting at home with a chicken bone, see on TV. Now, wait a minute. I know them, you know.
I got 10 engagements. If I go to one event, I got like 5-6 people, you know, booking me, blam, blam, blam. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm independent. And I am doing, I'm independent. And I'm like, wow, I'm doing it like on a big scale, like I'm a real artist. I'm like, what? But hey, I spoke.
You are a real artist.
I am a real artist.
Was written. And you know what? You know what, cuz? I'm so appreciative. You zeroed in right where I really want the reader to get. That's really the reason why I wrote the book.
I'm blown away.
I told God I would be faithful about the spirit that he gave me. And he wouldn't let me release it for some time. But if no one else gets anything out of that book, get chapter 9.
That's very, very simple. You know, I talk nice to them. They call me Daddy, AJ Ditko. AJ Ditko. 3 times. And I'm faithful. I don't do no physical harm to them. I just threaten to take the food, the clothes, and the home from them. And they act right.
Oh, okay. I was just thinking maybe you might have to clean house or something like that, but that's great.
Well, back in the old days when I first started, I used to use the duct tape and the clothes hangers and all.
Yeah. See, I thought that, because that's an old tried and proven practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard.
It's a national anthem. I make them all say before I put them on the street. They say, "We are K-Tickle Girl, the one you heard about. We fight with knives and 45s and broken bottles, too. We are K-Tickle Girl, so who the hell are you?"
Oh, mercy.
Who the hell are you?
Okay, I was just about to ask you that. Like, what genre would you say most of your music, I guess, is in? I don't want to put you in a box or anything, but what do you feel it most represents, your style of music?
Well, Ron Hill, who's one of my partners, and we formulate the Love Brothers. We've just finished our 4th CD as well. He lives in Virginia. He said it's a combination of jazz and hip-hop, which he calls Jip Jop, which I registered and copyrighted right away.
No, other than the fact that, you know, like you said, I was sitting there. There was times when I was sitting beside him while he was doing his beats and everything. And, I don't want to call him his real name. Taz has come a long way, and his music is.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the voice, and as I said before, PAZ hosts the show, man.
Good evening, good evening. This is APAZP live on Blog Talk Radio. Interview was supposed to be with Donya Music and Nicole Mitchell. Nicole Mitchell will be calling in around the 25-minute mark. I'm waiting on Donya Music to call in, but he ain't called in. So, you know, I got to go through the motion. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to play song by Tank. It's called So Cold. This is ATAZP. We still going to do it now. This is ATAZP.
This don't be much. We gon' let it ride. Stand accused of fuckboy behavior. Bailed out when I promised I was gonna save ya. Man down, I didn't man up till later. Now I'm serving these apologies like a waiter. Look at me now, needing you back, down on my knees, spitting my cup. You got me all late, drink on the way, so I can cope. Smoke in the air, I don't even smoke. So cold, 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 so cold. Out in these streets without you, up in these streets without you, out in these streets without you, baby, up in these streets without you. So cold. Baby, I deserve it. You've been out there twerking, having fun, I see the grind. Can't help from lurking, oh God. Now you drinking more, you letting them boys show you around. While you going up, I'm going through, waiting around.
Leaning your back, down on my knees, spreading my cup. You got me all late, drink on the way. So I can cope, smoke in the air, I don't even smoke, but it's so cold, 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 out in these streets without you.
I bought a Wraith on the first. Filled it up with all my hoes. Thought it would kill all the hurt,
all the hurt.
But it made it what should've known. Temporary fix, temporary bitches. Ain't none of them really love me. Only you can fix it, that's what I've been missing. I'm just needing you to touch me. I'm doing things that I never do. I'm getting high just to fly above. All of the things that were never true. Lying to you wasn't worth enough, no, no. Lying to you wasn't worth enough, no, no.
Came up by the bottom with the sandwiches. Smokey nigga faker than the mannequin. Hold up, nigga, ah,
set up in the trap, trying to shake no flag. Because I'm black, they'd rather see a nigga going lag.
Mama was a hustler, raised your boy still skillin' the game at a young age, and that mom shit I don't feel. Pain was a given, I was expected to be in prison. And right. The problem project is this poet's dirt trying to make him killin'. Ain't nobody grinning, we been out here sinning, chasing pennies, leaving a stankin', haters stankin' with the fishes. Nigga born with this ambition, skillful in the kitchen. Got jammed up with them niggas when I was careful with them chickens. Man, down and got my thoughts together, better to keep my sanity. Niggas go to jail and they thinking changes only made a man of me. Your fuck nigga be mad at me. Get equipped with a canopy. Murk these dudes like Mick and Mallory. That's a big one.
Came up out the bottom with the savages. Multi nigga faker than the mannequin. Hold up, nigga. Set up in the trap trying to shake low flag. Niggas are black. They'd rather see a nigga going lad. Came up out the bottom with the savages. Multi nigga faker than the mannequin. Hold up, nigga. Set up in the trap trying to shake low flag. Niggas are black. They'd rather see a nigga going lad.
Dippers have changed, but the gutters stay the same. Attitudes like a dog trying to bite up off the chain. I was put up in the struggle, mixed with weed and cocaine. Up in the belly of my mother, born to mix it all again. Look fit the description of pot and herb ice dealers, silverback gorillas, gun runners, syrup sippers. Living in some movie shit, I'm talking rated R. Watching for the law of habit every time I start the car.
They can hate me without the blast and just imagine me with it. I'm not your super friend, homie, I got the passion to get it. Ain't no other way to put it when you on your own. Either go up silent with it or just leave it all at home. It's not that hard, my G, just simple mathematics. If you gain a little something, they gon' wanna subtract it. Cause the hungry gotta eat, that's why they all in your pasta. You gotta break them off real bad, no imikasa.
Started from the bottom, now we here like Drake. And I'm riding with my partners with no fear, but wait, there's more. Hear the knocking at the door, like a lion when he roar. I ain't lying, I'm for sure. Our time is now, I'm a cow, I'm a boar. Wild animal out the cage, like an eagle, I'm a soar. Boy, safer than a mannequin, we leading boys soar. These bodies, EIT, numb and pain on world tours.
Came up out the bottom with the savages. Mostly nigga faker than the mannequin. Hold up, nigga. Set up in the trap, trying to shake no flag. Niggas are black, ain't ready to see a nigga going lad. Came up out the bottom with the savages. Mostly nigga faker than the mannequin. Hold up, nigga. Set up in the trap, trying to shake no flag. Niggas are black, ain't ready to see a nigga going lad.
TAG, live from Blog Talk Radio, your host TAG. That was Zig with the song Mannequin. He was on a couple weeks ago. White dude that really puts it down. He don't sound like he white, but straight up white, and he rapping and doing his thing. Shout out to Zig, cousin, since he got a Z in his name. Z-I-G. The next rip, as we're waiting on Nicole Mitchell to call in. The next rip is Xavier Omar with Afraid.
Losing love, unrequited. Undecided, hard times, I'm broken. Past lies, they leave you open. I try, I'm hopeless at night. No way of coping with this shredded heart.
No, stop.
Yo, 309. Area code 309.
Yo.
This is Don, yeah. Music.
This is him.
What's up, man?
Man, I apologize, man. I totally forgot Eastern Standard Time, man, so I'm over here on Central.
Okay, I didn't know because I'm on Central too, but I always put it Eastern Standard Time because a lot of different artists live on the East Coast. I try to keep everybody straight that way.
Okay, no problem.
I appreciate
That's my
you coming
though.
On, man. I appreciate
no
you coming
problem.
On. Listen to your music like I guess about 2 years ago, I ran into it on SoundCloud.
Okay.
When I was just searching, because I do music myself, and I was listening to it on SoundCloud. I was like, boy, I love these remixes. You had a gospel, a couple gospel tracks on there. I was loving them as well. And as I was reading your bio, it said you were Stellar nominated for a song that you produced for the Clark Sisters, Is My Living in Vain.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Explain it.
It was actually a Stellar Award nomination for a remake of that song, performed
right.
by a group called Zael, and I co-produced that song and one of their singles called Shirley, which was also a remake by James Cleveland.
Okay, cool. I remember Shirley by James Cleveland. Matter of fact, wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask. I'm just going off the top of the head. You grew up in the church, I assume.
Hell yeah.
You sound like, hey, bro. My dad's a preacher, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
that's why you do the gospel music as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've always loved it, and that's how I, you know, a lot of my musicality, you know, comes from those roots and others as well. But, you know, I was born in church, raised in church, so, you know, those natural, you know, gospel music is just natural with me.
Right. I understand, man, because if that's your base, when you first started. And you listen to music,
right.
People patting their hands and singing in church, that gets you started right there. You
right.
was playing drums at the age of 3. Come on, Cat, at the age of 3.
Yeah, man. weird story. Well, not a weird story, but it's funny. My uncle tells this story all the time that it was kind of a natural gift, you know. It was after church, and everybody was getting ready to leave, and I was 3, and I just jumped on the drums, and I couldn't sit on the seat because I was too little, so I stood up and played drums standing up. I just started playing. Nobody knew where it came from.
Okay, cool. Cool. I mean, drums is like the only instrument I really do play. So, I mean, you know, I was taken back by that because I didn't want to carry no horn in the band. I'd rather work with the drums. I've seen the people with the drums moving and keeping the rhythm on the march, so I like that. So that's what actually got you started in music, being around the church and then interested in playing the drums. So what actually just jump started it for you as far as doing music?
Well, I think the thing that I've always loved music. Music was always a love of mine, but I know it didn't really become a passion until maybe about 10 or 11. I was about 10 or 11 years old.
Right.
And,
at the ripe old age of 10,
yeah. I was about 10 or 11, and I was living in Hawaii at the time, and I remember we were at church, and there were 3 drummers. It was me and 2 other guys. We were all young, so the organist wanted everybody to have a fair shot at playing.
Right.
So what they did was, you know, everybody take a turn, so everybody play a week. And I'll never forget I came and my week came up, and I walked in church with my drumsticks, and somebody else was playing, and they wouldn't get up. And so,
right,
man, it broke my heart. Like, you know, I ran back to my mom crying and stuff. They couldn't believe, like, what is wrong with you? And in my mind, it was like they took everything I had, you know.
Yeah.
I knew then that. Music was going to be all I was doing. I knew it then. you know. And so ever since then, I began to, you know, knowingly and somewhat unknowingly train my own self toward that career.
Right.
You know, and I say unknowingly because even at that age, now I look at it and I understand it had become a passion, but at that age I didn't, you know. I just made certain decisions that always geared toward me doing music.
That's cool. That's cool to even be focused like that at a young age, knowing that's what you kind of wanted to do without
mm-hmm.
really knowing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The song you said is shaking my head, the SMH. What is that? I didn't play it, so I'm eager to play it now. So explain the song.
It's like, man, I forget what I was going through at the time, but I was dealing with a lot of stuff, and I just found myself in my garage, you know, kind of taking my frustrations out of my music at the time, and I kind of came up with that groove, and I just start, you know, it was kind of, it's like a mix between like a fusion jazz hip hop thing, you know, happening. And so I was like, you know, it was basically me just kind of shedding around, but, you know, because it was a form of expression, I kept it. You know, I didn't want to,
I didn't want to
just toss it to the side and say, oh, this is just something to fool around with. What ended up happening is it ended up sounding more so like a conversation than me just messing around. And so, you know, just as a raw form of expression, it became a song.
This is Don Ye Music, SMH, yo.
Thank you.
That was hot, bro. That was hot.
I like that.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you. On every groove that I've heard, I've liked everything. There ain't a song where I just go, I don't like it. You know what I mean? And everybody, there's always a song. I don't like that one that much. Oh no, and I ain't heard this song. When you sent it to me. This is my first time listening to it. So I'm
okay.
I like that song a lot because I'm about ready to put it in my rotation for the week. I gotta listen to that again. Yeah, that was kind of smoking, bro. You got me jacked up over here. Do you play all the instruments on there? You play all the instruments?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You're killing me. You know that. Now I'm gonna have to go because you called in late, and I got another person calling in. Her name is Nicole Mitchell. She calling in, but I want to go to the next song because I ain't heard it. I heard Smooth Criminal. I heard the other ones because I heard everything. I spent a night on your page just listening to every riff going, boy, this dude bad. Especially that James Brown, I Feel Good. I tell everybody to go listen to that one. And they be their minds is blown. I know, like, yo, where did this come from?
I appreciate it.
Now, the one that I didn't hear was the Girl Rock remix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so explain that, and I'll play it.
Okay, so me and my production partner was in L.A. We were in L.A., and we went to the House of Harmony, which is Chuck Harmony's studio. Chuck Harmony is the producer of the original Carrie Hilson hit, Pretty Girl Rock. And so we were talking to some of the other producers, and Chuck Harmon was there at the time. He called in, found that we were there. So he sends us a message, says, hey, why don't you remix one of my tunes? I want to hear what you can do with it. And so we flew back from L.A. back home to Seattle, and we kind of got to work on it, put our hands together on it. And we made a remix. It came out awesome. Published it on YouTube, and Chuck Harmon heard it. He thought it was great. And then Carrie Hilson heard it. And so, you know, she sent us a message. It was like, that is awesome. So, I mean, we kind of put the two elements together live, and electronic. But I'm a fan of live music because I'm old school like that. Anything involving live instrumentation, you know, musical creativity, you know, versus your basic pattern drum machine type stuff. You know, it all has its place, but when you hear it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Now, I got on the line, 708-708, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? It's Nicole Mitchell. How you doing?
All right. And you got TAZ and you got Don Ye Music on the line.
How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
Now, Nicole,
doing great.
I'm
how about yourself?
Go on, Nicole. You can answer him. He asked how you was.
Oh, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing great.
Now what I'm going to do, Nicole, I'm going to play his last song since he called in late, but I got to get this last song in, and I want you to be my co-host for like 5 minutes, and then I'll switch and you be a guest. This is Don Yeah Music with Girl Rock Remix.
About it, baby, you can see it. But if you won't, I'll be happy to repeat it. My name is Perry. I'm so very fly. Oh my, it's a little bit scary. Always wanna marry. Looking at my Debbie.
Don, yeah. Music. I love that, man. I love that cat.
Thank you, sir.
I love the fact that you, I know the song and it switched up so when it got to like the hook part, but I was like, man, the way they changed it, I love that. Nicole, was you feeling that?
I was digging that. Did you write that, bro?
Yeah.
That's well, dope. I was over here rock shining. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. I was over here bopping.
Yeah, like I said, that's originally produced by Chuck Harmon, and he called me and you know, have me and my partner do a remix to it.
Oh, right, I love right. it.
To Carrie Hilson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. That Donya, please.
Yes, sir.
Give your information out so people can hit you up and check out your music like I did and fell in love all over again. I was like, whoa, I liked it. Hey, man, Nicole, I spent an hour on his SoundCloud page just listening to joint. Going, man, I like that.
No, I got to go check it. Look, we need to talk, honey. You kind of hot on the remixes. You better flip it, flip it down.
Well, give your information, sir.
Dig that.
Okay. the main way. The easiest way to contact me is through my website, www.donyamusic.biz. www.donyamusic, all one word, .biz, B-I-Z. And from that site, you'll find my Twitter, my Facebook, my Instagram. Yeah, you'll find everything on my website. All my music, all my remixes are on my website, all of them. I don't have all of them on my YouTube channel the way I used to and my other social media because ever since the whole exchange thing with the big wigs, with Sony and all them, they start cracking down and YouTube can't publish music, remixes the way they used to. And so
yeah.
I made every one of my remixes available on my website. It's a whole page just dedicated to my remixes.
Cool.
So Dunya, where are you located?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chi-Town, baby. Yes. Okay, I should have known.
I appreciate you, sir, for coming in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Next time we gotta get more on time so I can have you on a little longer.
Yeah, I'm down, man. Just let me know when, man.
Yeah, definitely, because like I said, I'm loving your music. Keep doing what you're doing, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. That's Don, yeah.
All righty.
Music.
All right.
What's up, Nicole?
What's going on? Finally, Taz, brother.
From Texas, just like me, down the street. Not the street, the street.
We around the corner, honey. Pass me a cup of sugar. Stop playing.
Well, I've been friends
How
with you.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been friends with you on Facebook a few years. I just say about 2 or 3 years. I heard your music. Wanted to get with you. You was busy then. You was a diva on the go when I first got tried to hit you up. Tried to hit you up again. You were still diving on the go. I couldn't get in contact with. I was like, girl is just doing her thing. So finally, praise God.
Finally,
I thank
you for your patience. I am so sorry. You know, honey, the gym shoes stay tied up tight, running and hustling.
Yeah. With it's swagitude or swagitude.
Yeah, swagitude shoes. Swag with attitude, honey. Swagitude. But between that and the music, you know how that goes.
Well, go on and explain the shoe deal. I mean, because I seen a lot of the stuff that you were making, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know she did that too.
Yeah. Well, it started off, especially like when you do gigs or you get off the stage, you wear 2 to 4 inch heels, or especially
right.
walking the streets in, say, London or Amsterdam. After the gig, I'm sorry, mama's feet hurt. So I had to find something that still would look dope, but be comfortable. So I started like looking at, what can I do to, you know, kind of, give me my own little style. And I saw a lot of people made shoes, but I was like, I can do that. So I started, you know, doing it for myself. And then next thing you know, I was fortunate enough to, you know, bling out a pair for Arnell Pineda, the lead singer from Journey, Kevin and Tori Hart's daughter, Heaven. I did a pair for Tori Hart. I did, you know, like 3 or 4 pairs for CeCe Peniston. and my girl, you know, Sweet LD from Oaktown 357. So that kind of helped too. So I got, you know, just different clients that want to have a little swag. I love doing it for the brothers, though. I love doing it for men.
That's cool. That is cool. I like when I seen that, I was like, I got to talk about this swagger too. I got to talk about
yeah.
I got to talk about
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
Now the,
and, you know, I try to do something that's affordable, and I try to do something that's affordable, but also do something original. Nobody will ever have on your shoe, ever.
Right. And people need to check that out because I was tripping now, believe me. When I went to check you out, I was like, wow, I didn't know she did that too. Oh, that's cool. Now,
thank you. Thanks.
Now, the name of the music, you got your own attitude all the way through now. That's all I got to say. And you got, self, Mitch New Music. Explain that.
Well, Mitch New Music is, you know, it's funny because my bass player, who's one of my best friends, Lamar Jones, he always used to, you know, when I would come in the room, he Mitch New, because I always, you know, I'm always thinking about something different or, you know, a different spin. I like all genres of music. So, you know, I always think, how can I do it but make it sound like me and make it dope, you know, to me anyway. Because
right.
Somebody else may think it stinks, but that's just their thing and this is my thing. But anyway, that just came up with Mitch New, N-U, just, you know, because it's easy. But Mitch New because, you know, it's new. I'm a new artist. Well, I was, but I'm, you know, but it's just me and it's my thing.
Mm. Like I said, I like the name. I like anything that's
Thank
original,
you.
Personal, and it describes you because ain't nobody else doing it but you. So I like that. And I the song, because I'm sorry I couldn't upload that one track, but when I listen when I listen to You Rock Me, I listened to it a couple of times, going to myself, I need that. So explain the song before I rip it. I'm gonna play it.
You know, when you find somebody that's grown, you got a grown-up relationship. There's no games. There's no guessing. There's no trying to figure out are they digging you, you digging them. You know, it's one-on-one. You're together because you want to be. And it's one of those things, you know. Ain't nobody boss like you, you know.
Right.
Well, you know, when you find that one, no matter who else you see, nobody can do anything or be what you need them to be like that one person. So that's why it's called You Rock Me.
This is Nicole Mitchell.
Nobody ever loved me more. Gotta go to space. A simple smile. Brown kind eyes. And this is Gary Fustin hanging out here with my man TAZ, keeping it live on ATAZP.com.
Nicole, that was hot. I love the way you broke it down.
Well, come on in and rock me then.
I love that
Thank
song.
Thank you, bro. You know, I got to give a shout out to Rich DeJesus. I got to give a shout out to Rich DeJesus, my boy out of New York, out of the Bronx. You know, tight trombone player, straight musician, and we collaborated on that and some other songs. So I just want to give him a shout out because he's an excellent producer and great writing partner. So we don't do it by ourselves, you know.
So what got you interested in doing music?
You know what? I was really shy when I grew up. My grandmother used to sing professionally, and my uncle used to. You know, he used to play keyboards. He used to tour with Al Green, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it was always in me. But I started off doing theater and everything, and I was so shy. One of my teachers, her name was Bertha McNeil. She was the originator of the Velvettes from Motown. She heard me sing, and she kind of pushed me. You know, she had all kinds of students, but she kind of pushed me. And next thing you know, I would always write songs, but I got involved in musical theater. Then I moved to Chicago, and I just started, you know, I met Keith Henderson. You know, he was one of the writers and the MD for The Emotions, and he's the MD for R. Kelly, Anita Baker, all these different people. But they took me under their wing, him, Kahari Parker, Lamar Jones. And from there, they were like, Nick, you want to do a project? We'll do a project. Do the doggone thing, you know. So it was kind of like,
right.
I don't know, I was surrounded by the right people that gave me the confidence. Because, you know, a lot of people, if they're not doing it themselves, they don't know how to push you to do it.
Right. Like I said, when I heard your music, I was like, man, she's the bomb right there. I got to get her on the show.
Thank you.
I first hit you.
Oh, wow.
I hit you up when I heard the music.
Thank you.
Believe me, I don't talk to folks that I don't like their music. I'm like, well, I can't just do that. I pick my own people that I really want on the show and people that I heard, and I'll be like, yeah, I got to mark that down. I got to get her on the show for real.
Man, well, thank you. I'm so glad we connected finally. I am so sorry,
yeah,
and I thank you so much.
Now, you write your own lyrics too, right?
Yes.
What are some of the subjects that you've written about?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know I'm on the board for this. It's an organization called Waits in England. It's in Birmingham. And it's women acting in today's society. When I was younger, unfortunately, a lot of women, and I speak about this, I'm not, you know, I was bruised but not broken. I was molested when I was younger. So I, you know, through the years, you come across a lot of different people that deal with suicide. So one of the songs close to my heart is No Suicide. You know, You Can't Make Someone Love You. I got a song, One of My Best Friends Died from Cancer. So I wrote a song called Loving Life. And that again, was with Rich DeJesus. And what I love about that one, these cats out of Italy, they remixed it, and it kind of just pioned, did really well for us over there. But it's authentic, and it's from the heart. I'm not really, if I can just, you know, when I get emails from, say, two people that say, hey, I heard your song, and I was actually thinking about pulling the plug, and I heard your song, somebody feels me, somebody understands me. That means more to me than, you know, I'm not saying don't get it twisted. You like charting and all that stuff, too. But when it matters and it reaches people, I mean, and every song isn't down and depressing. I mean, some things are real. But I'm sorry, we deal with more in life than just love songs and breakup songs and, you know, I'm back on my diva stuff. I mean, there's more to talk about than that in life, so I try to touch all that.
And you got to write from the heart and what you feel, too. So
absolutely.
That makes it more, that makes it more real. Yeah. And authentic.
Yeah, because some people try to do clever lyrics. They try to do clever lyrics, or they try to do, you know, do things for shock factor. But if it's not authentic, people can resonate with that.
Right. And they can tell when it's for show or it's from the heart.
Right, exactly.
You've been compared to Toni Braxton.
That's
explain that.
Wow.
Explain that, Tony.
You know,
I read that.
Honey, I wish I had her. I wish I had her figure, honey. Tony got it going on. But you know what? I mean, I think it depends on every listener what they resonate, what they resonate with, what they, you know, what tones I'm singing in or whatever. Then they may think, oh, you sound like Tony, because there's been a lot of different people I've been compared to. If I'm doing something funky, I've heard somebody say, man, you remind me of, like, the Black Pink. You know, I'm like, oh, I'll take that too.
Right.
You know,
right.
But it just depends. You know, there's so many people that I think what people say about Tony is Tony, she feels her music. You can tell she's not a screamer. Even though she mm-hmm. came up in the church, you wouldn't hear her voice and think, man, she's got a gospel sound. You know what I mean? She just
right.
has her own sound. So maybe that's it, because, I mean, I do sing in lower tones,
but
I take that a compliment. I don't even know.
To me, you sound like you. It's original.
Thank you. That's what I want to hear. Thank you.
Now, I listen to music.
Thank you.
I listen to music. I do music. And I also, if you were to come over to my house and seen all these albums, these 500 albums and about 1,000 cassette tapes and 1,000 CDs too, you could tell this brother listens to music all the time. And by me hearing you, you got your own distinct sound, which is cool.
You know,
man, it makes
I love
your
that
head rock.
You said that. That's what
I call
my second CD, a sound of my own, because I can't compare myself to anybody else. I'm just me.
Nah, because when I read it, Toni Braxton, I was like, maybe the music, but not her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I was like.
But I take
maybe
that,
the
but,
music.
I mean, I take that and I receive it. I receive
yeah.
it and I say thank you, because, you know, everybody said, you know, people mimic themselves after a certain artist. I don't want people to hear my voice if on the radio or anywhere else and say, because I've had people email me, they're like, man, I heard a voice in Zara, the clothing store or whatever, or, you know, I heard your voice on the airplane, because it plays on there sometimes, and they're like, I could tell that was you. I know your voice. I know that's you. So that's a compliment to me, because I don't want to be mistaken for somebody else. You know, but shoot, the little bit of, you know how it is for an independent artist. If you hear my voice, honey, I want you to know it's me.
Yeah, right, right. So everybody can run to your place and get your music. Yeah, I understand.
Right. Call me, honey. Call me and let me know where stuff is going down.
Now the song Music is Life, explain that before
yes.
I play.
Okay, well, I was working with a cat out of Chicago, and he sent me the track for Heaven. And actually, he wanted me to do a remake of it. And the more I listened to it, I said, the music is so ridiculously beautiful. I said, what it makes me appreciate is music. I said, how about if we switch this? How about if you want to keep the music or just switch up a little bit, but let me write about music, because music, is for me, it's life. You know, music
right.
is the soundtrack of my life. You know, and I said, what if I change and write that? So there's a brother here. We've done a couple of duets together. His name's Al Olive. I brought him in because I thought he had that tone, and it just was a perfect fit.
This is Music is Life. Mitch new music. I'm loving
well,
it,
thank
yo.
Thank you.
I'm loving it. That was a good collab. I mean, I loved everything about it, the elements, the way you guys sung it, and the strength of your voice. I know a lot of people say something about that too, right? You
that's
got a real
the
strong voice. Say what?
Thank you. That's from the theater, all those years of belching.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to project, I would
yes.
imagine.
Lord, but in the microphone, they're like, girl, can you just pull back just a little bit? Just a little bit, you know.
Now, when you come in the studio, you get ready to do a song, what is the key to you, like, kind of groove do you like? It has to hit you where you feel you can write to it. I just want to get an example of when you walk in the studio and you write a hit, what are you looking for?
I just got to feel it because, you know, sometimes it happens where you go in the studio and you write the song right there in the studio. There's times when people
right.
send me the music at home and I write it and I prepare it when I go in.
Right.
There was this one, there's a couple instances where, you know, they hired me to sing it and I went in and you know, just performed it. But I need to feel it because if I don't feel it, if I don't resonate with it, then I can't do it. It's got to make sense. Something about it's got to vibe. Something
right,
about
right,
it has
right.
to find an organic place in me.
Right.
This
right.
is a funny story. Funny story. One of my friends here in Dallas, her father is a singer in Mexico, a country singer. Well, I don't know if you ever heard that song, Friends in Low Places. I got
yeah,
friends in the, well, anyway, mm-hmm. the guy who wrote that, he sent me a song, and I recorded it. So I haven't released it because I'm not sure what I want to do with it. I think I might try to shop it for soundtrack or something. But
right.
it's a country song. But I felt it because, I mean, we changed it up a little bit so it wasn't so twangy. But I felt it. So if I feel it, no matter what the – because, I mean, it was real twangy. But if,
yeah, I'm sure it was.
But if I feel it, you know what I'm saying, then I can perform it or I can write to it.
Well, one day you need to – since you're down the street, need to come to my house and listen to some beats. I got over 5,000 of them, so you can listen
really?
To some beats. Yeah, I do.
Wait a minute. Your beats?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I should feel excited or a little salty that you just now mentioned something, but we're going to talk about that sidebar.
Well, see
yes,
we, I never
yes,
knew,
indeed.
On the real, I never knew you lived, like, down the street. I had just moved here. I just moved here about 3 years ago. And when I contact you, I was living in Atlanta when I contacted you the first time. And it
okay,
was like
now, see, my sister's in Atlanta. You in the A, so I know you make some good beats.
So, I mean, well, I'm not from the A. I'm from Ohio. This is where I'm born and raised, Midwest all the way. But
okay.
I
now,
I
let me check
and
see. You said Ohio. I got
yeah.
two words for you since you're from Ohio, Cedar Point.
Yeah, don't you know? And Geauga Lake. Geauga Lake, Kings Island.
We're family.
Kings Island. What about
play,
that?
How
I
about
mean,
Bablo Island? What about Bablo Island? We're going
yeah,
back.
Oh, well, let me take you over into Pittsburgh and Kennywood Park. Up in
now,
Pittsburgh.
See, I don't know about that.
And it's right, I live on the edge of Ohio, right where the river at. And the river meet Ohio,
yeah.
West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. And we used to go to Pittsburgh and party all the time. We used to go to West Virginia and party. And party, of course,
so we
in
got
Ohio.
That in common, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I
we
used
got
to go
the, okay, we got the Midwest and we in Texas. Okay, yeah, you family.
But so I want the people to get your information. Of course, when the show plays again, it will play the whole show, even the added minutes that's on. So give the people your information.
Okay, yeah, well, www.NicoleMitchellMusic.com, NicoleMitchellMusic.com. I'm on Facebook, Nicole Mitchell Music, Instagram, Nicole Mitchell Music, and if you check in for some shoes, it's Swagitude Shoes, SwagitudeSHoes. That's it, that's me.
Hey, I'm going to play this last song, Flow. Explain that
yeah.
because I liked that when I heard it too.
Again, that's with me and Rich again, and that's one of those just laid back, chill. If you know those like those doc movies, those documentaries where everything is just like grainy and black and white, but it's just flowing. It's just easy, and that's what it made me think
mm-hmm.
of. And I just those you know those good Saturdays where it's raining outside and you just chill, and everything it's cloudy out, but you're in a good mood. That's what that's right. making me think of. So just when things are easy, when things just flow, and that's what I like. In friendships, I don't force nothing. I don't force relationships. I don't even force ponytails. But it's just kind of when things are, you know what I'm saying? When things are just easy and they flow. So this is one of our songs. Actually, it's kind of picking up steam in the steppers world. You never know where a song is going to land. But I'll take
right.
that, you know, but it's just one of those songs that kind of wrote itself. It's just when things are easy, the lyrics speak for itself.
Well, I want to thank you again, Nicole, for coming in, Nicole Mitchell. Also, thanks to
Don
Yeah,
thank you.
Music. And, hey, we got to do it again, too, in a couple months.
Absolutely.
To put you back on again, or you come in and co-host
yeah,
with.
Yeah, because I got some new stuff coming out. I got some new stuff coming.
Yeah.
Too.
You got to let me know then, for real, for real.
Yes, it's actually being mastered this week. As soon as it's out the presses, I'll be sending it to you.
That's cool. That's cool because, hey, I'm a fan. I've been a fan.
Well, thank you. Well, look, now I am too. So thank you, brother. And I ain't forget about them tracks. Don't act funny now.
No, yeah, well, I'm not fronting. You just need to come through. I'll cook something. You sit up here, eat in the studio and listen, and you'll be like my boy G. Wright, who's a gospel singer in D.C. He was like, man, I want that beat. I want that beat. I'm like, dude, you a gospel singer. That's a hip-hop song. He said, I don't care. I want that one too.
He's like, shoot, if Kirk Franklin can do it, I can do it too. What? No, that's awesome. That's what's up. And that tells me that you really appreciate music. So much respect, bro.
This is Nicole Mitchell with the song Flow. See y'all next week.
Yes.
I flow to you like a star, shine so brightly on everyone. A breeze through trees flows like you and me, love made in ecstasy.
I flow to you with